Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's a joint.
Welcome back to the Crab Feast, y'all. Another Tuesday. Another Crab Feast for that ass. That was some pitch touching right there.
Straight up.
I can't get over it.
I'll be
out of the gate.
God damn.
Woo, neck and neck on the touching of the pitches. Good to see you tonight, Jay Larson.
Good to be here, man. That was a lot of fun. Haven't seen, we took a little break from, usually we talk pretty often, you guys, on the phone. My wife's like, that's my second wife, and we haven't lately, and it's been nice. It's a nice, it was a
some,
nice break.
Trying to give you some time.
It was a nice break.
Try to give you some time.
What's up, Feast? It's always a pleasure to be here with you guys. As always, I'm Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, jaylarsoncomedy.com. A couple dates for you guys. Tonight, I'm doing the Living Room show. Rye, you've done that show as well. It's a super fun show. It's usually... I don't know. It's
one weird. Of my favorite in-town Hollywood shows,
weird
for
to,
sure.
I don't know what the deal is with it. Tomorrow night, I'll be at the Virgil doing a Whisper show for the Whisper app, which is going to be fun. And then January 9 through 12, if you're in L.A., I'm doing the Riot L.A. Fest 9 through 12. I'll have those locations later on. You can always check out my website for all that info. Coolio. Rye Sickle.
Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, RyanSickler.com. For all my dates, you can go to RyanSickler.com. You guys, thank you for using the Amazon link. I just have to say that. You guys are using...
Yeah, of course we do.
You're using the shit out of it. Thank you. If you want to help us, it's a free, easy way to help the podcast just by doing your Christmas shopping and everyday shopping through the Amazon through thecrabfeast.com.
We appreciate it for sure.
We really do. It means a lot. It helps. It definitely helps. You guys make a difference, and we appreciate you. Also, GoDaddy is still sponsoring the Crab Feast. They are offering one newer transfer.com domain name for $1.99. Go to thecrabfeast.com and click the GoDaddy banner today. For any and all things Crab Feast related, thecrabfeast.com. You guys are also buying the shit out of the merch. I mean... I forget that it makes good... We have good stuff, so I forget that
it
makes good Christmas presents.
Well, I mean, you know, people always say to us, like, when we did the show at the Improv a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever, they were like... My buddy Rory said to him, he's like, dude, I couldn't believe when I see everyone rolling in with FTCF shirts and Tuesday shirts.
Yeah,
and
hoodies.
And it makes us, like, proud. We're like, yeah,
saw
man.
A couple people drinking coffee out of Tuesday mug.
Yeah, shut up. Two-drink minimum. Got my own mug, man. Can you imagine?
We're on Facebook. You can go to the Facebook fan page and like it, post all over it. If you're on Facebook, just go click like on the damn thing.
You know, another thing, back to the Amazon and the Facebook, you know, let people know if you want that you're using the Amazon. It's a great place to go and just put that link down so people can use it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. If you guys have wives or businesses or whatever.
You got a wife, man!
That fucking uses the shit out of Amazon, make them put it through our fucking page. The iTunes page, you guys have really stepped it up. We love you for it. The reviews are ridiculously funny. I will never stop saying it. We thank you for it every time. It's so fucking funny, and it does make a difference. People go over there and like, God damn, you guys have the greatest fucking fans, and we do have
greatest
fans.
We're humbled by
yeah,
you guys.
We
every
really
time
are.
You like show up and write reviews and tell other people and go to other comedian shows because if you heard them on here, it's
nothing
it's...
but love from you guys, and we love you right back. That's why you can find us wherever you want. We've got all kinds of
name
options.
It.
You can go to
iTunes.
Let's see, iTunes.
Got it.
You can go to SoundCloud.
Got it.
Got it. You can go to the RSS feed on our homepage.
Done.
You can also click the link right in the individual post we put up
listen
every
to it
week.
Right there.
Or
Country Zoom. Take me Zoom.
Take me Zoom.
Take me Zoom, man. Keep listening, guys. Keep spreading the word, and we'll keep bringing you great episodes. We're looking forward to our guest this week. Good friend of both of ours. We've known him for a long time. Very funny stand-up comedian. First time on the Crab Feast. Been a fan for a long time. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Mal Hall. Everybody, welcome to Crab Feast, Mal.
Welcome to the Crab Feast, Mal Hall.
The most reluctant clap of all time.
For
right
himself,
there.
Though. God, but you should have. He was like, should I or should not? You should always clap for yourself. You
nobody
like
really. Trust me, there's people that clap for themselves and then comment on it, people who don't.
Well, welcome to the Crab Feast, Mal.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
We're
good to be here. I'm a big fan.
Well, we're big fans of yours. You're but before we get into
it's gonna be like a full on roast the entire time from my right side.
Partly.
I'm on the right, y'all.
Before we get too deep into anything here, will you please plug Mal Hall away, your Twitter, your show, anything you have to plug, dates, whatever you want.
At Mal Hall on Twitter, at Mal Hall on Instagram, malhall.com. Mal Hall on Google.
I am going to say this on his Instagram. He blows that feed up, so just be careful.
And he loves it when you promote shows on Instagram. That's
one
of his
favorites. I hate that. That is the worst.
Adam Ray, you listening, Adam Ray?
You and Lars.
You listening, Adam Ray?
I love that you guys hate
Jason Collings, DJ Cooch, all of you guys.
They all have, they all promote.
I don't mind it once in a while, but every single time. Any shows coming up that people need to know about?
Gaslamp Comedy Show at the Tipsy Crow, San Diego. You guys have both done it.
Yeah. Now, you've been running Tipsy Crow for how long now?
5 years.
Tipsy Crow is, I would call it one of those fucking underground, not even so much underground, but...
No, it is. It's underground.
It's an underground.
It's literally
underground. It is literally underground. You're right. And it's one of those alternative to a comedy club shows in a bar that is... It's probably the best show in San Diego. It's fantastic. And your lineups are sick. So I know we have a bunch of Southern California fans. If you're down in San Diego, you got to go see Mal's
shows.
It's
easily the best show in San Diego. It might be one of the best non-comedy club shows you can go to.
I'm going to have to agree with
the vibe is
everything
dope
you're
down
saying.
There.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I know you agree. You're part of it.
So check that out on the 27th, 2 days after Christmas. Bring your family out. It'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Matt Fultron's going to close that show.
Thank you.
Perfect.
So it'll be fun.
Yeah, awesome.
What about CDs, books, tour dates?
No CDs, no books, no tour dates. I'm trying to become successful in 2014, so I'm just going to...
Mal is like a college king.
You tour all the time.
Yeah, but you can't promote colleges because they're for the schools, you know?
You don't
it's
need
for me and the rest of those lonely losers that come out of those shows.
You'll see an Instagram from him at some like breakfast spot in Colorado. Like, where are you, dude? Like, I'm doing the Miners University.
I'm a Slippery Rock you, man.
Seriously, he's probably done it.
You done Slippery Rock?
Slippery Rock Community College. I was there. We did a lunch show.
SRCC, man. Slippery Rock Community College. Y'all live for a treat tonight.
Everybody thinks that you have. Do you guys do colleges or no?
I do, but sporadically.
Yeah. I've done college gigs, Irvine, Santa Barbara.
Yeah. Everybody thinks college gigs are like, oh my, you must be playing, you know, where the basketball team plays and it's just
like
a Dane Cook tour.
You're in Pauley Pavilion and shit. You're like, nah, man, I'm out on the sidewalk.
I'm in the quad.
I did once, you know, opening for Swartzen. I did at University of Central Florida. We did their basketball arena. There was like 6,000 people there.
Yeah.
Like Jordan's kid was sitting in Jordan's box
Shut
and everything.
Up.
I swear to God. It was insane.
How'd you do?
Jordan's kid is the Michael Jordan of kids, by the way.
I
just want y'all to know that. He really
is. Can you imagine playing there and your dad has a box at your arena? That's insanity.
That has to be the worst, though.
Central Florida, did he go?
Pick up the demon. Box out.
That's where Jordan went to high school?
No, University of Central Florida. That's where his kid was in college playing basketball.
So he just got a box there.
Yeah, okay. He's like, oh, I'll get my own box.
Yeah, I'll just get up there and
can't
sit
with the riffraff.
No,
you're Michael Jordan. Yeah. You get your own box.
He'll end up fucking half of the female student body there. Jordan, he gets around, man.
I know, man. Remember when you guys used to hang out a lot?
As soon as he got that Hanes commercial, I hadn't heard from him.
He's making money now.
Yeah, now.
Now he's making money.
Now he's making real money, man. That commercial underwear money's nothing to fuck with.
We were talking beforehand about, you know, I just got my Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. I think Mal recognized that because he follows me on Instagram.
Yeah, well, tell us about it because you were telling me you were going to take a train, and I want to know about your experience.
How did that work?
First of all, I thought it was going to be this amazing, like, old school experience. You take a train into the mountains.
All aboard!
Yeah, shit. Yeah. It'd be snowing. You know what I mean? I thought they were going to give everybody an axe. I just thought it was going to be this amazing thing. The train, so we drove like 45 minutes north to this little town like Fulton or Fuelton or something like that. Cute little quaint town, and they have this old, you know, train that you get on and you go out. But basically the train goes next to the street. You
from
know
the,
what I mean?
From the parking lot.
to a tree farm that's on the side of the road. People are just pulling up.
In a parking ride.
It was 72 degrees. 72 degrees.
You got a scarf and shit on.
Dude.
Earmuffs.
We were.
Like, I'm getting windburn out here, man.
Some of our friends were like wearing sweater, scarf, vest, jacket, gloves, and by the end, she's just in a tank top. She's like, this is horrible.
I love West Coast people that wanted to be cold so bad.
Oh, maybe we wanted the experience, you know? We're like, I was looking for hot chocolate. That's
hot
what I thought.
Hot chocolate, 72, dude. Dude, my first job was
I think Wendy sells some.
We'll stop.
My first job was at a Christmas tree farm.
I know. I love that.
I grew up in San Diego.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I grew up in the rural part of San Diego. Okay. So I was in San Diego.
Like North Park?
San Diego County. No. That's San Diego Metro.
Okay.
So I grew up in a town called Potrero. And in that town, there's a Christmas tree farm. Farmer Brown. He's farmed.
In your town.
Yeah. It's a one-stop sign town, dude. No stop.
So what? How... I guess my question is, even though it's San Diego County, is it rural? Is it still a lot of concrete?
And, you just said rural, man.
I know, but do people have riding mowers to cut their grass? Like, what is San Diego County?
I love how you cut it off.
How many people got riding mowers? You got a push mower yard or a ride mower yard?
It depends on how much I'm going to charge you, man.
Well, there were no lawns. It's country. It's like I grew up...
Desert country, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, okay, I grew up desert on country. 600 acres of mountain and just...
You okay. did?
Yeah.
Is it your family land or is that state reserve?
No, that was...
I just want to know how good of friends I should be with
state
you.
Reserve.
This man, is just the guy owned a bunch of land.
Is this Kentucky bluegrass?
Did you know, man?
It's shale, man. It's shale.
What's
stone.
Shale?
It's all stone. Shale,
we spray paint it green.
It's all lime rock, you guys. Lime rock.
Wait, this is the farm you're talking about?
No, this is the... Where
San Diego
I grew
County.
Up.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. But the farm... It was 2 acres of just Christmas trees that are real, and you go out there with a guy and you pick one, and he cuts it down.
Oh, he cuts it. See, yeah. I cut my own down. They have saws on a rack.
Chainsaw.
Shut up.
I swear to God, they just have them hanging, and you just grab one, and then you go to a tree and you cut it down.
We had chainsaws.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to cut the tree because I was 14. I was 14 when I had the job.
Employee only operated chainsaws. Right. Not
go ahead, take that back. Yeah. Take that red one out and cut yourself something down, man.
Make sure to use some oil.
Yeah.
I wanted the chainsaw job, or there was a guy that rode the quad around.
Oh, that's the
and
guy.
You
the
load
best
up
one.
Load up the tree on the quad, but I was the.
You had to bundle.
I had to clean trees, throw it on the shaker, net them up.
That's no easy
the
gig,
worst.
Man.
And then tie them on people's cars.
Yeah,
at 14, people just trusted that I knew how to tie.
Hey, this is Mr. Jenkins. Yeah, Mal just tied a tree down. We lost it on the five.
Said it was in a sale or not. Drug it for 5 miles. Caught on fire, man.
I remember the first day. The first day.
Hold on, I have a question to ask you. Like, seriously. So you're netting, you're doing all the real dirty work, honestly, the last shit. Mm-hmm. Now, are people tipping you?
Some people would tip.
I tipped. P.S.
I tip.
How
I
much?
Do tip. I, like five. It depends on the tree. I don't know, but usually like
Let's
5 bucks.
Let's ask Mal what's a good tip.
Is $5 a good tip
five
on a 60?
$5 is a good tip.
On a $60 Douglas fir.
Doug fir.
$5 is a good tip.
Okay.
High five is a bad tip.
Yeah. Hey, man.
High five.
Whole different kind of
well class. Said. Makes you an ass.
Some guys think, like, if you shake the hand, hey, man, thank you. That's
Merry
a good
Christmas.
Tip. That's not a good tip. I don't give a shit about your handshake.
No
I need
one cares.
Money. Give me some money.
I'm 14, man.
I'm trying to buy shoes for... Yeah. I was poor. My mom raised 4 of us on our own, so I got a job because I always wanted...
Single mom?
Single mom.
4 kids?
4 kids.
That's like 400 kids to a single mom.
Yeah. And
that was my mom, too.
4?
4, yeah.
Oh.
I was the youngest of 4. You're the oldest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate the youngest.
Why? Because we were loved so much more than you?
Yeah. I was the old. Are you the old? No.
No, I'm technically the middle.
Okay. I
Here
think the,
we go.
The
I'm
old,
a well,
I have to be technically the middle. I was the second one. I always tell my brother, though, I was conceived first. I just came out second.
That's hilarious.
So I'm probably older.
The oldest is the test baby. Like, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Isn't it
odd,
though?
Parents don't know how to be parents.
They don't, so but don't you think that would be the cherished first one versus the last one?
It's not. No. I know. See how I know far they could push it.
By, like, three, they're like, let's get a new one. Let's get a new one.
I think I got it this time, man.
Fuck rules on this kid. We'll just let him do whatever. These rules. I had a curfew until I was, like, 18 years old.
And how, when was your brother, the youngest?
The youngest didn't have a curfew.
He was driving at night.
used to give me a lift, man. Got the chainsaw job.
After curfew.
It was the worst.
What was your curfew? Midnight?
Well, if I didn't have basketball practice and I just had to be home by like 4 o'clock.
4 p.m.?
4 p.m.
At 18?
I was not cool.
That's not cool.
No, we can tell. We can tell.
My mom had 4 jobs, so I had to do all of like the mom work at home.
Yeah,
like,
got 4 jobs, 4 kids, be home by 4 p.m. A lot of fours ruin her world, man.
I had to do all the prep cooking, all the cleaning, all that shit.
Ironically, prepping. Drove a trike.
Three wheel.
I didn't know there was 4 of you guys.
Yeah.
Live with 2 of your brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They live with me, and then my sister's in Peace Corps. She's in Morocco right now.
Wow. I'm
trying to teach people English.
Stepping up, huh? Yeah. Boys want to go to Morocco.
Trying to teach people English.
Yeah.
What about, so Hold right on, now I'm, it's three of you together right now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, we took you off your Christmas tree.
Oh, he got off. He wanted to get all the sympathy about being the oldest of 4 and not getting any love.
My brother's living with me and shit.
Listen, guys.
So...
Back to the Christmas tree.
Yeah, $5 was a good tip.
$5 is a good tip. And I was
high five's a shitty tip.
Shitty tip.
What's the best tip you ever got?
$20.
Wow.
That's it?
$20. That's a good tip.
That's a great tip. I know that, but I didn't know down San Diego, maybe some guy's like, look at this poor kid. Fucking who knows how many brothers and sisters he's got. Let's give this kid a hundo.
No.
Let me ask you this. You guys like mix in a snow machine or anything like that? Set a vibe?
No. It's in the mountains. It was rural, so it was cold as shit out there.
Oh,
so you could
cold.
Wear your scarf and people would wear mittens and stuff. Yeah, like, it was just cold.
Christmas music going like, let's get a ding, 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 ding.
No.
None of that?
None of that. It was just a loud ass tractor shaking the fuck out of these trees and me in there just cleaning.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Still worth it, man. That's a cool job.
This is the first year I had an artificial tree. It's the first time I got, which I bought on Amazon.com through the crabfeast.com. That's the first time.
So you'll just pack that up for every year? Just.
I mean, it's got a 5-year warranty. We'll see how long
first
I can
of all,
make it last.
We grew up with a fake tree. We never had a real tree.
Really?
Did you ever have a real one? Oh, well, yeah. You worked there.
We'd get hooked up.
But you know what?
Couple made it in the tree.
Let me tell you a couple things I never had because there was no dad around.
Mm-hmm.
We never had a real Christmas tree.
Right.
We never had a grill, like a barbecue.
Me either.
I never, because your mom's not grilling.
Yeah.
That's just not happening.
And we're vegetarian.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another reason why.
You grow vegetables.
You can. Portobello's nice. But like, so Zucchini. We never had a real, we always had a fake tree. And it was like this janky fake tree that like the each branch at the end, the tip that you mm-hmm. stick into the wood pipe in the middle had mm-hmm. a color code that you stuck in.
So you knew how to piece it together correctly.
So you knew where everything went. And then one year, one of my mother's friends who had a little more money than us, and by that I mean a lot, gave my mother their old tree. So then we had 2 of them. My mother's like, this is a nice tree. We're going to put this in the living room. Let's put the other tree in the breezeway. We had 2 trees.
The breeze.
For like 3 years, we had 2 trees going.
Let's put it almost outside.
You got to go fresh tree, though.
I mean, I always have, my whole life.
I've told Jay, and I've showed him the pictures, actually. When we were kids, we went to a little farm like that, too, in the county, and you cut your tree down. But what they did was they bagged the roots for you in that burlap sack,
mm-hmm.
and then you keep it alive for Christmas. And then when right. you're done, you take it out in the yard and you plant it.
That's amazing. I never heard of that.
And we did 2 of those. And they were whatever, 6-foot, 7-foot tree at the right. time. And I've gone back just last summer. I went back and they're
still alive.
Oh, dude, they're over the fucking house. They're monsters. They're pine tree, real fucking pine trees. And then every other year, I've just gone to get
it. Imagine if it was a fake. I don't know how it grew.
I mean, it's full size, like what you were hoping you'd go into the thicket of.
I know.
And have all the snow laying on them and shit.
I hope they'd be like a reindeer, like, like sees me and he's just like, he freaks out.
Reindeer.
You thought you were going to get on the, what is the fucking railroad?
Polar Express.
Yeah, the Polar Express.
Tom Hanks would be there, animated. I'm like, holy shit.
Through a porthole into a winter wonderland.
But yeah, I always go, like I used to go to a tree farms, and then I was like, these are ridiculously expensive just because I'm going to a, quote, tree farm.
Right.
And then fucking Target and Ralph's has them now.
What, real the fakes?
No, oh, the real ones for like $25 and they're good trees.
For my tree experience, I paid for the experience. You know what I mean? I would have liked some fake snow out there and not be on the side of the road. I was hoping, like, I literally thought we were going to wind up a mountain. I thought we were going to go up a mountain, go through a tunnel and stuff. I thought it was going to be Polar Express.
Did you pull the manager aside and give him some point? Listen, assistant next
manager,
year?
Dude. Hey, man. You know you're not going to get anything out of that manager.
Next year we need a snow machine.
We definitely. I mean,
we need some carolers out here.
Oh, they had like a hot dog stand. I'm like, hot dog. Let's get some hot chocolate.
Hot dogs.
My Christmas
nachos.
Tree experience.
They had stadium food out there.
Churros. Give me a churro. I'm going to get my tree.
I saw Rye primping. I got to his house. It was last Sunday, and Rye was primping the fake tree. And this guy is meticulous. I'm like, dude, it's ready. He's like, nah, man, this needs some work.
It has two pictures. It says, if your tree looks like this, it's not done. My tree looked like that. And I'm telling you, I told Larson, it'd have been easier to build a fucking train and then take it out into the woods and cut a tree down and unfold this.
What does it mean to get a tree right for you? It's popcorn string?
No, this was...
Put popcorn string on my tree.
Yeah.
Made it wrong. Okay,
I love
that,
but you realize...
that's poor people's garland.
Yeah, they look at Ryan, they're like, yeah, he'd have a popcorn string. I don't know why, but it's all made.
Yeah, we ate the popcorn. The shit that didn't pop, we strung it up, threw it on the tree.
Good Lord. Did you do that? Popcorn on the tree?
No, but that's
we
like
did that as kids.
Elementary school thing.
What's your go-to, like growing up? Did you have to do the tree and everything too because you were the oldest?
No, we would just have whatever shitty ornaments that, you know, were handed. Our tree wasn't, you know, very well decorated.
It's a sugar cookie. It's not an ornament.
People do have those, yeah, man. They're hardened up. And,
for 10 years, you'll still eat it.
We would get a box of the red globes and a box of the green globes ornaments and put them on there and no topper on the tree.
Wow.
That's it. Just and a couple strings of lights. The blinking lights, though.
Blinking.
Color or white?
Color. Yeah.
We were always white.
Yeah.
I believe that.
We did a mix of both. Like, we tried different shit. Blinking, color, white. Now I like all white.
You know what was the best I'd ever seen? Craig Hansen grew up the house behind my Nana. Mm-hmm. They had these little... They were like, round, anyone out there, hit me up if you have any of these or have seen them, okay? So you're attached to the light thing, and mm-hmm. then it was like a flying saucer kind of thing, mm-hmm. right? With a glass tube that went up, and it was like liquid inside that
would
bubble.
Would boil.
Yeah, dude, that was sick.
Here's the best part about it.
Craig Hansen, get out of here with that ornament.
God damn it.
Bring that liquid ornament.
Right.
Got that wet ornament out here, man. That wet Christmas ornament.
Did you have lights outside the house?
No. Fuck no.
See? Barely had lights on in the house. Single mom, four jobs, man.
I always did the lights.
Outside?
Yeah, because I wanted them. You know what I mean?
So you just were like, oh, I got it.
Yeah. I always wanted lights outside every other house.
You went full Griswold or just straight
no,
up?
No, I just did all the bushes in the front. And then like I would do. We'd have a wreath on the door and stuff. But... My Aunt Rue, someone hit me up the other day, they wanted more Auntie Rue stories. Auntie Rue and Auntie Gert had a baller tree, and mm-hmm. one of the things that we would get...
Artificial or real? Do you remember?
I think they were artificial, too. I can't remember, though.
By the way, artificials back then were like made out of like AstroTurf. You know what I mean? Shit. Not like they are now. They look real now.
Yeah. Well, they traveled a ton. They never married either of them, so they would travel everywhere.
Right.
And they always get Christmas ornaments. Their tree was...
Sick.
Yeah, it was dialed. And every year we could go over and we each got to pick one to have. There were certain ones you couldn't get. Like, there's this little castle they got in Switzerland. Like, don't touch that castle. Auntie Rue would be like, get your goddamn hands off the castle. And then, like, my mom, we had tons. You know, my mother's super into crafts and stuff like that. So there was a sled, a red, like, you know, what was the sled from Citizen Kane? You never seen Citizen Kane?
No.
Dude, Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
The list of movies I haven't seen is pretty embarrassing.
That's all right. Don't even
Anyway,
worry
about it. There's a sled in it.
Seen E.T.?
Have you?
I think I've seen the first half of E.T.
Oh, okay. Good. I thought you were going to say you saw the first one.
I was like, wait a minute. There's a two. Yeah, Jaden Smith's in it. You haven't seen it? So we had like sick ornaments. Our tree was dope. But what was it like on Christmas morning getting up?
Yeah, like what? I mean, a single mom, I'm sure things are limited.
Well, all of our, like, my aunts would send gifts. So we would have a bunch of presents in the Santa tree. Gifts. Oh, from nice. Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Santa.
That's cool.
Christmas was cool.
Yeah. I remember we'd get up. We'd have a fireplace. You probably didn't have a fireplace.
We had a wood-burning stove.
Ooh, nice. Mm-hmm.
That was one of the chores. I used to have to chop eucalyptus wood like with an axe and then stack it up. And I would always have
get
to
get your
a-
ass out there, Charlie!
I would have to have a fresh cord of wood ready like at the beginning of each week.
Wow.
To heat the house. That's how we would heat the house. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's something romantic about that, but at the same time, I can see where you probably hated it.
It sucked. It gets cold out there.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
We had a fire. Well, the one nice house we had till everything went to shit was a fireplace, and then my dad got a wood-burning stove, and that thing... It actually overheated the house.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, we were like, son of a bitch. You can't turn this thing open. Down. You know, we're over there. And we're kids, so we're leaning over. We're spitting on it, watching it sizzle and shit, looking up.
Watch it bubble up. Watch it bubble up.
What all these brown shit all over the top of this? I'm like, I don't know, man. Probably making it too hot, man. It's red.
I'd have apple cider going on the top. I remember one Christmas we get up. Like, we would always get up and go downstairs, and like we had a big red couch, a small blue couch, and then a blue wingback chair, and everybody would get their spots where they were going to open gifts because there was four of us, right. You know. And my mother would always be sleeping. We'd be up at 5, like, God damn it, where's mom? And I remember one time going upstairs, my mom was either out cold or just like not getting up.
Right.
And I'm on top of her being like, Mom, hitting her face, peeling her eyelids up, and she's like fucking squeezing them down, pretending she's asleep, probably wanted to backhand the shit out of me. And we went back downstairs. They're like, what happened? I'm like, she ain't getting up.
We couldn't
she didn't
wait,
give
though.
A fuck.
We
had to wait, yeah. To
Santa
wait.
Did all this work. She's going to sleep right through it.
Totally.
We used to, you know what else we used to have where, you just reminded me, I can't believe I forgot about this. We used to have kerosene heaters, too. Did you ever have kerosene heaters in your house?
So that does not sound safe.
There were two kinds, like portable ones.
You mean the camping?
No, dude, not little one, like a portable one. So it'd sit maybe the base of it's about this big around the bottom. You fill it up, and then it's just we had the one that was a cylinder that went up. It was about this high here, and it was like a one-room
more house fires
heater.
From those things.
We were scared of it. Like, we were scared. Yeah, like, you had to fill it up with a little. But you're leaving, like, 10-year-old children right. home to fill this thing up. That's why we got responsible, because we were like, you know, we can die. So, let's figure this shit out. Like, that's when me and my brothers would really come together on the same team. Like, this is for our safety. But then we had another one. It was more like a wasn't a square, but it just had like it was square shaped with this open front face that just came out. You know what I mean? If that makes
a little
any
bit,
sense.
Yeah. Was
just
it like coils?
Looked like this, but the face was open, and
it was just an open flame that was on.
It was open heaters, red heaters,
coils.
So coils.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, coils. Did you say that?
Yeah. That are being
coils.
Not electrically heated. They're being heated by kerosene.
By liquid flammable fucking kerosene. Yeah.
Yeah.
With children
in
the house.
Seem like a good idea.
Glass.
You know, and
it's
as,
like
soon,
a Molotov
as soon as the parents are gone, we're burnt whatever on it. Like, put a piece of paper on it, see what it does.
Yeah.
But when we would do Christmas, like, you know, so I have two brothers, and my twin brother and I shared a room, so we would sneak down before my younger brother would, and we would just tear like the tiniest little piece of a package open to see what the fuck it was. And then we'd be like, oh, God, Luke Skywalker over here. And we're whispering, and then we run back up, but then we would be like, whose bike is this? Oh, this is our brother. Our younger brother's got the bike.
See,
but everything better. Everything better.
Better.
I remember my stocking
stuff. I'm getting pajamas
like
and
legit.
Shit. Like, I don't need another Colt helmet. I already got a Colt helmet. He's got a bike. We got secondhand bikes. He always had the better shit.
Well, you had to get him new stuff. He was like, you know, the newest thing.
You get our shit.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff.
Two kids worth of shit that could be passed down 4 years later. Except
I think
we
now,
did rip the heads off of, we used to take, my dad used to get pissed at us. He's like, they're going to be worth money. But we'd take Star Wars figures, and when we would play, we'd tie a string around their head and slam the door and decapitate all of them. All of them are ruined. All of them.
Oh, my God.
Just to snap those fuckers up.
It's hardcore.
That's what
man.
You would do for fun?
Yeah, man.
Yo, fuck Chewbacca.
Freezing Han Solo wasn't shit. We were like, we're going to kill this motherfucker. We're going to kill this bounty hunter. Lando Calrissian ratted his ass out. Off with his head, man. It's a different planet
you
over here.
You Lando Calrissian. That's
seriously. Wow. When was the last time you heard that name come out?
I don't like that.
He's dead, man. He died in Maryland.
Did he?
Yeah, we ripped his head off.
Oh.
Back door. Back screen door took it. Screen door. Not even a heavy storm door. It's weak.
Screen doors are nice, man.
Christmas is the best, though.
Christmas is second best.
What do you like?
Thanksgiving is the best.
Really?
Thanksgiving is Christmas without the bullshit.
Yeah.
And just the responsibility of buying gifts, the pressure to buy gifts.
You're right. You're right. Pressure to buy. Okay.
What do you like so much about Thanksgiving,
though? I just like the food and the
Yeah, but you're
family.
A vegetarian.
That's all it is, so.
But I feel like the food's the fucking same.
You know what? Fuck you, Jay.
Do you do a tofurkey?
No! I don't know one vegetarian that does tofurkey.
What do you have?
Sides.
Sides.
Bunch of sides. Stuffing, mashed potatoes, asparagus. I made Asian vegetables this year.
What are Asian vegetables?
Asian stir fry, like Asian eggplant with like Asian broccoli.
Bunch of mini corns.
What is
that come from?
Small corn. I know what they are.
Remember big?
It's always I have never had mini corn in anybody else's cuisine ever, but Asian. That's it.
Remember in Big when he starts eating the corn, that mini corn like it's a corn cob? <cotton. laughs>
Why even grow that shit?
I don't know.
I've had
that's
you know,
aborted real corn. That's what it is.
What is it?
That's aborted real corn. They just didn't let it grow up all the way.
Is that really what it is, or are you just fucking with me? Because it sounds like it makes sense.
Yeah,
he makes it sound like you're going to plant a bonsai tree. Right. It's going to turn into maybe it could. I don't know.
I had those when we had those you know those corn on the cob holders. Yeah. You used to pick them in, but that's the size of mini corn. Those
I know.
Fucking holders.
Yeah. You know it's a strong play.
Use this little corn to hold the big corn and eat it, man.
How do you butter your corn on the cob?
I mean, it depends on what's available. If I'm at someone else's house, I'll take a butter knife and do it. If I'm not, I take the stick and I just rub it all over. But Jesus. That's my place.
Yeah.
How do you do it? He said, Jesus.
Yeah, how do you do it?
I'll like tell you, animals. You are.
I put it on top of the fucking wood stove, melt it, and then drizzle it all over my corn, man.
We'd always just do the knife with butter, but from, and I'm going to just tie everything together right here, from E.T.
By the way, this is about to be more white trash than anything he thinks we've
in
done.
In E.T.
I guarantee it.
In E.T., you know how they did in E.T.?
Look at the E.T. callback.
Yeah, they take a piece of white bread, they butter it, and then they take the corn, and they use it like a little holder, and they just go.
You don't do that, though.
I told you.
First of all, what did you tell him?
I told you, it's more white trash
what
than
is
just
white
taking
You're
a stick of butter
You're heating up the butter on
You're
your bread?
You're wasting bread. Are you eating the bread?
God damn, yeah, what do you think? You throw the bread out?
I'm going to get a corn cob with a side of bread.
You get a slice of toast, man. You get a slice of toast with that. So, Thanksgiving, that's just you like that better than Christmas?
I just like hanging out with the family and watching football and... It's less pressure.
Did you ever throw the football around on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best.
Dude. We would have big extended family Thanksgivings and in Orange County because a lot of my family is lives in California. So we would have football games out in the front on the street. Timeout, car coming.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Time in.
Not as many cars on Thanksgiving, which is nice.
Yeah. End zone is down there by that Lexus and other end zone is a Land Rover down here.
One of my favorite Richard Pryor bits, and it's like the little stuff that he did that I love, but he was doing this guy. He said for him, he thought it was the coolest shit on the planet for a guy that could toss a baseball up to himself and then hit it. Okay, like he just saw that being as a kid, like, whoa, this dude's cool. Mm-hmm. And he was imitating the guy in his neighborhood that could do it all nonchalant. And he's like, go way back for this one, man, on top of that Chevy. But I will never forget. You're going to love this, man. I may have said it before, but this will feed into Larson's bullying over there. But
what bullying are you talking
about? I'm totally kidding. So I had a cousin who got married. And her wedding limo, I think this might have been her second marriage. Her wedding limo was the 1977 Dodge Aspen station wagon with wood paneling that was later given to me and my brother for our high school driving.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
And that was her wedding limo. So they come back to the house.
You're still calling it a limo?
That was their wedding limo, man.
Just say the car they drove on their wedding day.
It was their wedding limo.
It was not.
It was theirs. So I'm not going to take that away from them.
Was it like green?
That was maroon, man, with
maroon.
Wood paneling
and tinted
windows. It was a limited edition.
Yeah,
77.
Very limited.
High beams down on the floor. You click them. You know those.
They have
right?
a seat in the back that folded down?
No, it was just, it had just the open back, but it was also power steering back then. You remember those old cars? But if you touched it, it would be like, all over the room. God damn. You have to oversteer and shit.
Yeah.
So she comes back with her husband. And, it's got dragon cans and all this shit. And at this time, we're probably like 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we're athletic enough. We know how to play sports and here shit. We so we are just competitive. And my cousins are just like we are when it comes to sports. So we decide to play football. We don't have a football, so we just put a bunch of socks together.
What?
And this was going to be our ball. We're playing out on the sidewalk out front. And while
can you explain a little further? You mean you put a bunch of socks together?
You take a bunch of socks and just ball them up so you have something to throw. We just didn't have a football. It was right after a wedding, and we
this might be the poorest thing I've ever heard.
It wasn't really poor. It
that's
was just
poor.
Practical. It was practical that day,
that's
man.
Really,
we were at a wedding.
That's really poor. Dude.
We were at a wedding. We had footballs.
You're in the driveway.
We're at a wedding.
Socks.
Whose wedding? Where you get all the socks from?
That my cousin's house.
At a wedding.
That was. Look, man.
They're in the back of the limo.
The limo's a minivan.
Let me be clear. The limo brought them back to the reception. All right. So we were at
the
reception at their house. We don't want to be around any of the adults. They're just like, well, then go the fuck outside and play, but stay around the house. We didn't know what we were going to play. We wanted to play football. We just didn't have a football.
Right.
Okay? So we were like, well, what can we do? We don't want to. We have a basketball. We don't want to fucking play basketball. We want to play football. So we wadded up. We stuffed a bunch of socks together and made a ball and used the foot.
Now, who's Argyle's gonna be? Come on,
Argyle's were the laces.
Hold the laces out, man. God damn it. So put it this way: did it look like a football?
Fuck no.
Nah, it did. But we used the football rule.
Looked like an eggplant.
It looked like a ball of socks tied together.
To be honest.
I like to imagine three black kids sitting on a car across the street. Look at these crazy white kids.
Seriously.
They felt bad for us, man. So there's about five or six of us doing a 3-on-3, and we're right out front on the sidewalk.
Groom is the automatic QB.
And then here comes, like, her brother-in-law, who's wasted, you know, and he's that guy staggering out like, oh, y'all know what I am. We're like, well, we're just playing football, and he's like, I'll play with you guys. And we just all look at each other like, we're going to fuck this guy up.
Oh, my God.
So at that point, we're like I said, we're good enough. Like, I was just at Thanksgiving. I will tell this quick story. I've been working with my fiance's son on button hooks, double moves.
Rye's
slants.
Working him out. I go, does he play football? He's like, nah, I just want to be ready for street games. I go, Jesus, Rye.
Not street game. Eventually, I'm going to try to get him a scholarship in high school, man. So
for
I've
touch.
Also been working on posts, post patterns, deep posts to the corner. And we just practice. I'm just putting the throws up and putting the throws up. And then on Thanksgiving, their neighbors who we spent with, they're super cool. Louie, the guy, comes out and he's like, hey, while they're making the food, why don't I defend Derek? And I just looked at him and I was like, this is what we've been waiting for right here.
This is Rye's
this
prep.
This is our shot.
Why we fucking practice. Be the best.
Rye's like, I got scouts
you
here.
Are. Yeah.
Set up the GoPro.
Stay ready. Set up the GoPro.
So I brought him back and I was like, we're just busting out a double move on him right now. Mm-hmm. And he went up. I mean, he broke this dude's ankles. And I lofted it up and he dropped it. And I was like, what? You can't fucking drop it, dude. And no. Louis's like,
you get on him a little
he
bit.
He had me
it?
Beat on a double move. And I was like, and Derek's all excited because he's like, oh my God, these are the real terms. I'm like, all right, we're doing a post this time. I lofted that shit up. This kid squeezed it. Louis had his hand touching it and he squeezed it and caught it.
What kind of ball? Like, was it a sock ball?
No, man, this is a real football. This was actually an actual
Nerf.
Football.
Actual size?
Nerf with the whistles
no,
on the
No, he's
side.
10. It was junior, Under Armour junior size, if you really want to know. It's black and yellow. They sell in the store.
Okay.
It says junior on it.
Okay.
For ages 9 to 11.
Perfect.
So then I double move him again, and he burns him again. He's all excited that they're working, right? So the point is, at that age, he's burning. I was like, dude, you're good. You know, that's a grown man with children that you just fucking took to school in your backyard. You can compete with kids.
The guy's probably half
age.
In the bag on Thanksgiving.
He wasn't half in the bag at all. He had no alcohol at all.
But don't you think you're building his self-esteem up for something? He's not even playing a real game.
I'm building his self-esteem, period. Not for anything, just period. You need to build a child's self-esteem.
Get the sock ball!
That kid fucking loved every second
I'm
of
sure
it.
I'm sure he did.
So at that same age, I get it because we were that way. Mm-hmm. And we draw up a play with this guy. And I mean, this dude, you know, he's drunk. So he's wanting to rough house a little bit. And he's,
right.
he's you know, checking us and getting on us. And we had had
like
enough.
Like first 5 yards, man.
Bump and run, man.
I'm chucking the first 5 yards, man. And we were like, fuck this guy. And he was probably 35. He wasn't old. You know, wasn't like 60. We were running this guy over. So we fucking set this dude up. We let him catch it, and we crushed him, man. This dude went down. I will never forget. He went down on Sidewalk.
Sidewalk?
His fucking dude, his face hit and bounced and skidded and just ripped his whole fucking face apart. Because he was wasted and unbalanced, and we just took advantage of him, we were like, just let him catch it and then hit his ass. And we just fucked this
Happy
dude
Thanksgiving.
Happy wedding.
That was at a wedding.
That was at a wedding. Right in front of the limo that happened.
That's funny. That's every Thanksgiving when we would have our family football game in the street, the games would always end when I have a cousin that's 5 years younger than me, mm-hmm. and we would always be on the same team, and somehow I would hurt him.
And the on game, the same team.
And I would somehow hurt him, and that's when the games would end.
Intentionally?
No, it was an accident, but every year, fucking Mal hit Kyle in the face again. Now he's bleeding. We got to stop playing, and that's how the games would end.
And you'd feel horrible?
Yeah. But Kyle and I are close now.
Yeah.
Because
I remember once in second grade we were playing kickball
together on the gridiron.
In the gridiron, we're playing kickball, and it was Philadelphia rules, which means you couldn't throw at people the ball when they're going from first to second.
Mm-hmm. Philadelphia—they throw snowballs at Santa Claus. I think you got the wrong city, man. It might be like Rhode Island or something.
Rhode Island rules. I don't know why it was called that. That's just what it was called. And I remember, like, it was a grounder hit to me, and Amy Kahn went from first to second. I was like, no, you didn't. And I fucking hugged
a girl?
It, beamed her in the face. I mean, it was one of those, like...
Every time he tells me I'm an asshole, he always tops it.
Listen, man, it was just instinct. You know what I mean?
He hit a girl in the face.
And she went down. It was like, boom, boom. Just like, boom, boom. I can see her. I got sent to the office.
Wait, it was in school?
Yeah, man. It was like during gym.
I thought this was like a neighborhood game.
No, this was just... this was an organized event, man.
This was under supervision. Adult supervision.
Did you celebrate over her body? Screaming at her?
I knew as soon as I let
go of my... Don't ever try to advance on me.
Yeah. You wish you could just reach out and knock it down.
You know what I'll always remember her for, too? She was the first person that ever introduced me to Cool Ranch Doritos. I can remember the day, the spot in school... Her parents gave her Cool Ranch Doritos. Like, remember when Cool Ranch Doritos came out?
Yeah.
You were like, what?
I do, but I don't remember like you do. You have a moment where
I mean, put it this way. As far as snacks go, there are only... How many new snacks can you come out with that are, one, going to reinvent snacks, and then, two, last a long time?
You just said reinvent.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
You know what Doritos did? Came out with a whole new flavor, the same shit, man. They're reinventing snacks over there.
Reinvented it, dude. How long were Doritos around before Cool? Name another flavor of Doritos.
Nacho cheese.
That's the original. Okay. But there's the new hot one. There's the Tapatio one.
How long you think those are going to last, bro?
Tapatio one will be around forever.
Salsa verde?
Yeah. No, that's Sun Chips,
there's
bro.
Like, I feel like there's also a purple one. It's not going to be around for long. But that Tapatio's got staying power.
What I'm saying is, name another chip that came up with a second one that lasted as well as the
Pringles.
All of Ruffles. No. Every Ruffle.
No.
Pringles.
Every Pringle. Yeah.
Yeah, but when Pringles came out, how long was
they
it?
They revolutionized
original?
The way chips were delivered.
They sure did.
Do you know
did.
That Mitch Hedberg joke?
Yeah. That's the best.
It's one of the best jokes of all time.
Speaking of Pringle cans, something that, call it poor if you want, but I've told you this before, frugal. I like to think it's frugal.
I can't wait. Dude.
You can fit two beer cans inside a Pringles potato chip can. And we used to go to the stadium when you were allowed to bring food. Baseball stadium, which will actually, I know you have a San Diego story to tell us. So we used to go to the stadiums back when just food was allowed, and they wouldn't feel the bottom of the bag.
What do you mean just food was allowed?
Well, you couldn't bring drinks in. You could bring food in.
Can you now bring drinks in?
Back then?
No, first of all, no, never. You can't bring your own booze
like,
to
can't you bring water? I didn't mean beer, but I mean no liquid I feel like was ever allowed, and just food was. But maybe back in the day, they did allow you to bring water, and that's why they would always make us open it up so they could look in. They would just look in. They would never feel how heavy this shit was. They'd be like, God, you guys really like fucking Pringles. But we would do, you know, like three cans of Pringles, so you've got a six-pack, and then somebody else would take the Pringles because you don't want to waste a Pringle. You put them in a Ziploc, you're going through gate 11 over
that's
there.
Hilarious.
And then we got chips and fucking at least a six-pack before we have to start buying at stadium prices.
Listen, man, they got me stuck over a gate now. They found the beers. You want to bring some of those Pringles over?
I'm being looked at, man. I'm being looked into right now. Got me, asked me to step to the side.
I'm in secondary right now. They're weighing the Pringle.
Want to know why they're getting the
Pringles?
You were like VIP at Padre Stadium, right?
I used to be the stadium DJ for the Padres, three seasons.
Was that the best or what?
What does that mean? The guy in between that does all the music?
I played the music in between innings and when the players would walk up.
How did you get that?
I worked in radio, and it's just you meet people, and then it was just a friend of a friend hooked me up with that. She was doing the job, and then she was quitting. And so
they didn't have any organ person over there?
No organ, but okay. I had a full file.
Did you?
Labeled organ, and I play that.
Did you also do the dun-dun-dun-dun? Mm-hmm. You did?
Yeah.
I can't believe they didn't have a real organ
for that. The most stressful part about that, that was the most high-stress job I've ever had in my life, because...
You have to be on point every second,
right? You have to be
right?
on point every time.
Q.
Where's the dun-dun-dun-dun, man? God damn it. It's all dun-dun-dun-dun.
People don't turn their ears off, you know? So it's like, I worked side-by-side with the Jumbotron guys. And every stadium you go to, there's the audio guy and then all the camera guys. It's all one hub.
See, what did you do, 81 games for 3 years?
No.
Half the season?
I did 2/3 of the season, okay. And then there was another guy. If I had stand-up or something, I would leave.
Yeah, you had a fill-in?
Yeah, I had a fill-in guy. But the...
What was his name? Do you remember?
Jay White. Jason.
Jason. I'm so glad you said that.
Jason! Get out of here, Jason White!
He's got a bone to pick with you, man.
Bring those organ files!
But the Jumbotron guys could fuck up somebody's name or misspell something up on the big screen.
They want.
And nobody would know. We would just, you know, in between you would catch it and they would fix it on the sly. But every once in a while, like you've been to baseball games before, like some of those umpires are really flamboyant with the calls. And so it'd be like, it'd be like one, like a 2-2 count.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy would throw a ball, but the umpire would make a big motion, so it would look like a strike three, and I just boom.
Mouse setting off fireworks.
That wasn't on the outside corner.
I would hit the strike three music loud as shit, and then everybody in the stadium looks up directly at you. You're the only guy there playing the music. My bad.
What was the strike three music?
Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh my god, and you're doing it early.
Another One Bites the Dust. Not yet, man. The guy batting. He's like,
I'm doing it on 3-2.
Phil Nevin's all pissed. Like, dude.
What's Phil Nevin?
Was it?
Phil Nevin. Ryan Klesko was on the team.
Klesko, yeah.
My buddy played with Phil Nevin.
The Giles brothers.
Mike Cameron, was he down there then, San Diego?
Yep,
Brian Giles. He was a stud for you guys.
Did you have, what's his face, too?
Adrian Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Did you work there when Agon was there?
Yeah, I worked there when Trevor Hoffman was there. That was stressful as shit, too, because we were working on a... Oh, yeah.
Didn't he come out to Hell's Bells?
Hell's Bells.
What's so stressful about that?
Here's the thing.
He's playing Shook Me All Night Long.
We're working, like, the computer was old, like, really old when I was there. It's like an old PC.
But that was a brand new stadium, right? On. When you were there?
Yeah, but they brought the equipment from...
It's a compact. It's a compact, man.
So, on long innings, like, long break innings, like a 7-inning stretch or any of those long break innings. Sometimes,
like TV games.
Yeah, sometimes a computer would freeze. And so you would... We need music. We had a CD player on backup just in case would happen. Yeah. But
this is the San Diego Padres we're talking about.
Professional baseball
Dude,
team.
It would happen. And everybody would just look at Mal. What's going on? Where's that music?
Get that Casio keyboard and play something real quick.
Well, I'm restarting and starting the program to try to get it going. It was super stressful.
Control all the lead ain't doing shit, man.
I mean, how many people does that stadium sit? 60, 40, 50,
yeah,
60,000?
Yeah, like 40,000
people. 40,000 people be like, where's that song?
Come on, man.
This is supposed to be the happiest time of the game because the closer's coming in, no music. It's just everything all black and they're waiting for the music to throw the visuals on.
Trevor just waiting in the bullpen. God damn it. Where
just up there hitting a bell.
It happened twice.
Did it really?
It never came on.
No, it came on.
But when he was like, coming down. Like at that point.
He's halfway across center field. Yeah. And then the music kicks in. I'm like, oh my God, this sucks.
Jesus Christ. It's like a worst. Professional wrestler coming to the ring.
Now, do they have to pay for that? Do they pay rights to AC/DC to run that every single fucking time he comes out?
The first year, they didn't. But then the second year.
ASCAP caught up to
him. Yeah, I had to pull out a complete log every game, every song that I played, how long I played it.
Well, that happened at the improv too. Remember, they were we all used to pick whatever song we wanted to come up to, and then someone sat in the audience one night and heard it and was like, "Nope, you can only play the shit you license." So it was that fucking
bum, bum,
the,
bum.
Yeah, the Matrix or whatever it was, Kill Bill or whatever it was for every person.
Were there any players that, like, you get to get tight with any of them or meet any of them or anything like that? Nothing.
No. They had a go between guy from the clubhouse that would come up with like a thumb drive. Here's Tony Gwynn's new music. Here's
like whatever. What they came out to.
Everett Cabrera's new music. Yeah, yeah.
Jerry Harrison.
Junior. Mm-hmm. Junior.
Country guys. It was most
got to know the mascot real well.
Headley. There's two mascots.
Are there?
Headley, country music guy, and then all the Mexican players.
Were country or they would do the
country?
They would do the accordion-driven music.
Yeah, accordion-driven, man. That ranchera shit.
Mariachi music.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's tight.
Well,
yeah, Aegon's
oh,
like
and that,
that.
Yeah. Here's a funny story. Here's a funny story.
I actually had a real three-piece band at my home playing some mariachi.
They work over at
violins.
They work over at El
Casa
Torito,
Pico,
too, on the weekend.
Yeah.
He's up again twice as any, man. We're having a good run here. You might want to stay.
Making money in Section 6.
Here's a funny story about Adrian Gonzalez. Not funny. This just stressed me out that day. Again, it was like a national televised game or like some long inning. There was like the manager started arguing with the umpire, and Adrian's leading off the inning so we can play his song longer and louder, and the entire stadium gets hype or whatever. So he's coming up to this Pitbull
song. So wait,
song.
Is there like a producer up there that's like, Matt, let's run this one long. Let's cut off. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. You're going to go long.
Cue fuck the police. Cue fuck the police.
No, but she would give me I would have a script of the entire game. Here's what videos are going to play, whatever. And then every once in a while, she'd be like, we got to stretch. Play an extra song or make sure you have a song that you can play along. Anyway.
Put some sticks on or something.
I could literally play anything I wanted. And that was one of the cool things about the job. If I knew I had friends there and they were on a date or something, they would just send me a text. Like, I would say, just bet her that you know the next song that's going to play. And they would text me, hey, could you play this?
Can you play On the Wings of Love by Jeffrey Hall?
I could play anything. And I would just play it. I hooked my friends up. But anyway, we're playing Adrian Gonzalez's song. It's a Pitbull song. And his part is normally 20 seconds of just the intro before the rapping comes in. And we're playing it long and loud because we have a little bit extra time. And I'm playing it, and then all of a sudden I'm like, ooh, that was an F word right there. That was an F word right there. Kill that.
Did they catch it?
They caught it. They're like, Mal, was that an F word? Like, they gave me the song, man. I didn't. Yeah. I never previewed. We never listened to it past 25 seconds, but definitely cuss.
And that's a big time family friendly park. They have that whole like grass field.
Park in
is
the
that
park.
Free?
Petco, man. Yeah.
No, where that's like $5 out there.
And you can that's like the best deal in town.
Mm-hmm. Then you sneak in.
Wait, $5 for what?
For the park in the park.
There's oh,
like
it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
grass
damn,
is like a whole
nothing,
field
yeah.
like, where you can go and sit like you're at like the Little League World Series.
And you can still see the game.
Yeah, they have they have a jumbotron that faces that poor people area. And then
it's where we would have been playing football with socks.
Football with socks. At the baseball game.
That's a sick job. I mean, that's better than the Christmas tree job, man.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely better. Definitely.
Regardless, of the mishaps. Did you get to go on the field or anything?
I went on the field once.
One time?
I got it's a job. But I can go to Padre games for free. So if you guys ever want to go,
I would love to go. Are you fucking serious? Yeah.
And then
the Orioles come down once in a while. Yeah. I'd love to go there. I've never been to the new stadium.
And then I can give you a tour, everything.
Yeah, I would love it. Show me the buttons you used to hit.
They have a new computer now. I went back.
I'll bet.
Stepped up to a Mac. It doesn't free.
Perfect. So you've done quite a bit of DJing. You also told us you were a DJ at a country station. Is that right?
I used to be Cash on the radio.
That was your name?
Cash.
Cash?
US 95.7.
Where? Where would people...
In San Diego.
Is that a popular country station?
Well, it was a Clear Channel station.
Number one in the market, bro.
It's not around anymore.
Oh, it's not?
Mm-mm.
But I'm curious because I'm wondering if any listeners of our listeners would remember you as Cash from what is it again?
US 95.7. I was a
Why'd it have to be US?
That was just the name of the station.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm just curious.
KUSS.
What was your
that's why.
What was your sign on or sign off?
I didn't have one.
You know, like, this is cash, $99 US 7.
I'm cashed out.
The way I got the job was a joke because I was interning at the radio station and I just wanted to be on the radio. I was like, I just, you know, I want to.
Were you doing stand up yet?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
How old were you?
19 or 20.
Whoa. So, you know. To be on the airwaves at 19 or 20 on an FM station, that's a big deal.
It was cool. But it was just a joke. Like, I just wanted to get on. So I saw the country PD and I was like, hey, man, when are you going to put me on the radio? And he was like, when are you going to make me a demo tape? And I was like, I'm going to learn how to tomorrow. And so I made a demo tape that day. And
do you still have that?
Somewhere at home.
Look for it.
I made a demo tape.
And that's how you got it?
He's like, you don't sound half bad because I have this voice.
You have a good voice.
I'm black, but I sound like this.
Well, speaking of half, aren't you half black, half black. Asian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I sound like this.
Half Asian?
Are you not?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what kind of Asian?
Don't try to bail your ass out now. What kind
do you mean?
Of Asian?
Who says half Asian? Why are you looking at me like I just said something
what
crazy?
What do you want me to say? Half black, like half Chinese?
What is do that you have? Filipino?
Japanese and
Japanese, man.
Japanese and Chinese. All right, so he is Asian. A
couple of eases. He's got a couple of eases in.
A couple of eases.
Wait, real quick. Who was black and who was Japanese,
Jesus
Chinese?
My, that's inappropriate.
Is it?
Mom's no. always Asian, dude.
Mom's always?
You think
always.
Any... Yeah.
Wait.
No Asian dudes landing a hot black chick. I have no idea.
You said no Asian guys landing a hot black chick like it was fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, the end of the day.
Dude, Asian guys do fish a lot.
I landed a hot black chick and a redhead. Threw the redhead back.
Okay, so you're 19, you get the job basically on a joke, you send a demo in, and they, boom, that's
goes,
your job.
You don't sound half bad. Do you listen to country music? I was like, look at me.
Look at both heads.
Yeah, no. He's like, well, you got to learn the music before I put you on the air. So for 2 weeks straight, I just listened to country music.
Who did you end up liking?
Keith Urban.
Thank you.
Dierks Bentley.
Thank you.
Who else do I like?
Like chicks, like Shania Twain and stuff like that?
Sugarland, I like them. Lady Antebellum. I like a lot of it.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan's cool. So then I got on the air. Now I listen to country music. And
what was your time
festivals.
Slot, though?
I would do weekends, like 9 to midnight, and then like the overnights on some weekdays.
So, and
I
mean,
it wasn't like I was drive time.
I'm not
cash.
Working Thanksgiving. I do Christmas, but not Thanksgiving.
Now I go to country festivals, and I'm like one of four black people there not working security.
you're the Instagram pick.
Exactly.
Look who I found at the country festival.
I found one.
Cash. That's a sweet slot, though. 9 to 12, you get off and then go for drinks, and people are like, where are you coming? I was just doing radio.
You might have just heard me on the radio.
You might have not heard me on this country station since everybody hates country music.
I like country music. I mean, I like Waylon and Willie and Johnny Cash and Hank Williams Jr. and all that, but I also like some of the ones you mentioned. I like like there's stuff that catches me. Well, Lady Antebellum is very talented, very talented. Keith Urban,
you like
I like. I know it's not her. I like her like I like Pink Floyd, like I like him. I like Keith Urban. What's the dude on? Isn't that is he on? Who's on the
X
Voice?
Factor. Oh, that's Blake Shelton.
I like. His attitude. I like him. Yeah. I mean, I don't know enough of his music,
right.
But I
Kate
do like him.
Loves him.
He's fucking good. He's talented. And he's smart, and I really like him. Carrie, I like some of the women. You know, Carrie Underwood. She's really fucking good, talented. You know, I don't drive around listening to their shit per se, but I do listen to.
I do.
I do have a Waylon channel and a Willie channel and all that shit
Pandora.
On my Pandora.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I listen to country music, and I'll have the windows down, and one time I just had it cranking, and at a red light I made eye contact with the black dude, and he just looked at me so
shook
disappointed
his head.
And
no wonder your dad left.
I was so embarrassed. I don't know what it is about
he was embarrassed.
when people look at you and then judge your music. Mm-hmm. And it's not in a good way. It's just an embarrassing feeling to turn that
well,
shit
I mean, yeah,
right off,
especially in the black community. Don't you think? I think no white dude sees another white.
Would you relax? Am I wrong?
Taking a lot of steps like that. Drunk,
oh,
you're taking
man.
A lot of steps like that drunk guy we knocked down on the sidewalk. Man.
I don't know what that means.
A lot of unsure steps, man. I when I was in college, I interned at a radio station, and It was 100 GRX in Baltimore. It was like the number two rock station in Baltimore. 98 Rock was number one.
Is it still around?
No. So what happened was it went from GRX to 100X. Mm-hmm. When that 90s wave of Nirvana and all that, they weren't going to play just classic rock anymore. There was no denying Pearl Jam and Soundgarden. So they changed it to just X to infuse some of the new shit today. And then that didn't go well. And I did it for 2 years, and then the second year when I was wrapping up, I just made all my credits. I didn't need to do it anymore. And
Are you getting credits for?
Yeah, you get credits. Okay. I was so I didn't want to go to class. I'm like, I would go see free music all the time. Primus, and Green Day, and
that's the best part about working at the
Candlebox. I remember Candlebox.
Yeah,
I met them. I met Candlebox. So I would constantly go to free shows, and then the shows I didn't want to go to, like I remember Primus, a bunch of my friends wanted to drink downtown, and I sold my backstage
pass.
Yeah, to like two kids for like $100, and I took that money and went downtown and drank with my friends.
Nice.
But it ended up, you asked me if it's still around, it ended up turning into a country station, which back then was Froggy FM. Like there were a bunch of them around the country that were, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So it was a Froggy, like whatever in this city channel. And they were like, hey, we need you to go out. And I think we've talked about this part because you told me you've done this before, but they wanted me to dress up as the frog mascot and just go out. And I was like, I'm not getting in that motherfucker. It's like July and I'm graduated. I don't need your credits and I'm not getting in your fucking suit. And that was the end of it. When they turned country, I was like, I'm out, man.
It's hilarious.
I mentioned on the podcast before I did this. This is crazy. I don't know if I told you. I know I didn't tell you this. My sister won tickets one time off a radio station to go backstage to a Cure concert, meet the Cure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I told you this.
You said it a couple weeks ago. You told us about
it. So I get to meet the Cure and all that. Last week, Jen Kirkman.
Homeboy was wearing a Boston Bruins jersey.
Yes. Yeah. And last week, Jen Kirkman posted an Instagram throwback Thursday of her backstage with the lead singer.
At that show? Smith?
We were in the same.
Come on.
We were back there at the barbecue together.
That night.
That exact night. And I hit her up and I go, yo, that Instagram you just put up is. I go, I went to a concert at Great Woods backstage barbecue. My sister won tickets, gave him. She goes, my sister won the tickets, and I went with her. We were at the same concert.
No way.
Yeah, it's classic.
Ronnie Kirkman way down in front in the cup.
Ronnie Kirkman was outside.
Have you ever won stuff on the radio?
Man, I have never won anything on the. I've never won anything like that.
Here we go.
I won't say that. I won. Here's the extent of my winning shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, period. All right. When my mother for a brief time worked at this store in Maryland called Little George's. It was like an AM/PM mini mart. Okay, like a convenience store. Mm-hmm. And one Christmas, they had a fucking stuffed snowman with a Pepsi scarf on it. And at the end of the raffle. Someone was going to win it. And my mother used to make us stand in that store for hours on end, and we used to get pissed. So I just took.
Just like waiting for her and stuff?
Yeah. I just took every ballot and I just filled it out for Ryan Sickler. And I stuffed the shit out of that thing and I won.
To get that damn snowman.
That's all I got. I was just being a dick, like, here, I'm going to put every one of these. It's going to be me. And I won the fucking thing. And that's like the extent of shit I've won.
Did you keep it?
Yeah, I kept it, but we just used it for Christmas. You know,
it was a full snowman or was a scarf?
It was a stuffed snowman. No, scarf came with it, man. Sydney, you know what didn't? A Pepsi. It was about this fucking big. I'm saying maybe
3 feet,
two, 3 feet. Yeah, and then the bottom was like, you know, because you had to. It was all plush, but the bottom was like that fake pleather, just so it was, you know, durable.
Yeah, solid, solid base.
Yeah, it can go out on the sidewalk, but it can't get wet. No.
Did you take that scarf and tie it onto the football?
No, we tied it around our Star Wars figures' heads like Lando Calrissian and shut that fucking thing and ripped it off, man.
Have you ever won anything?
That's how I got my radio job.
What do you mean?
I
called into the radio station.
What kind of station was this?
I called in.
Hear that last caller? I think we should give him a job.
No, that's how I got my internship. I called in and won tickets. This is pretty fucking embarrassing, but I was young and uncool. I think I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I called. I'm still uncool.
I was done cutting down trees. Yeah.
Well, you know why you were able to call. You were in by 4 o'clock, man.
Exactly.
I got all night to call, man.
I called in and won tickets to see. You know how before artists, like musicians, become famous, they tour these radio stations and play little back rooms for people that win on the radio and just the salespeople or whatever. So I won tickets to see Avril Lavigne at the radio station when that song was popular.
I saw Tiffany at the mall.
My brother and sister went to Tiffany in a limo, a real limo.
At a station wagon.
Ninth grade.
I'm sorry. So
that's it. And then I met the chick that was running the thing.
So what, you called in and that's what you won?
Yeah. And I went down to the station. I started talking to people. And they're like, oh, are you in college? You could be an intern here. You seem cool, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I came in the next week and I started interning.
And did you get credit for it or mm-hmm. paid for it? Yep. Yeah.
I was the guy that drove the van around and put posters up.
That's what I did too. Yeah. Dude, I drove the van and I worked. Here's a little history for you.
I won contests from those guys driving
the van. Yeah, he stole. I worked every – so we didn't have a football team then, but we had a CFL team named the Baltimore Stallions. Tried to go with Colts, but the NFL put a cease and desist on that. So they named them the Stallions, the Baltimore Stallions. To this day, the only American team to ever win the Grey Cup. Thank you very much. I was there for it.
They were in the Canadian Football League?
Yeah, man.
Was this when you were banging that CFL cheerleader?
Yeah, my Honda Civic original rims. So I'm interning. I'm at every home game. And the first year, I think they went to the equivalent of the AFC Championship is, like the game before the Grey Cup. I don't know what the fuck they call it.
The GFC?
Yeah, that's it. The GFC. And then the next year, they win the Grey Cup.
It was the KFC, man.
And we would put up all the fucking booths and, you know, all that shit. Mm-hmm. And then when we were done, you know, it would be like, all right, now we're going downtown, because that's a day thing on a Sunday, and it's like, you know, whoever's playing in concert tonight,
right,
come down there, you pass out these bumper stickers, and mm-hmm. then when you're done, you can come in and watch the show.
Yeah,
we used to get there, and I would walk around the corner, I'd take those motherfucking bumper stickers, throw them right in the goddamn dumpster, and I'm going the back door, because I could get in anywhere I wanted. Yeah. I'd go in the back, I'd figure out where the guy was in charge, like, he's over there, I'm going to stay over here for at least 35, 40 minutes, mm-hmm. and then I walk around, be like, man, people taking these stickers like a motherfucker out here. We might get tickets for litter and bumpers.
That's when I learned that security people that work at events are just the dumbest people you've ever met.
Yeah.
Like, you can just fool. All you have to do to fool security at a concert is wear a radio station t-shirt and have a lanyard. That's it.
That is seriously
flash it really quick and look important and you can get in.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten into a handful of concerts that way.
I got into the inauguration, man, that way.
What?
Yeah. Stood on the podium with Obama.
Fed him notes.
I'm with K-Swiss, man.
K-Swiss. No, I do think they're sponsoring this event. Well, check the time, would you, for us here? I know you have to get out of here. I don't want to make you late. We got to get out of here. We did have more to talk, but you know what? This was a great episode. We'll definitely do it again. We won't wait this long next time. So thank you so much for coming. This was a lot of fun. My face fucking hurts.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much.
One more time, please plug anything you'd like.
TheCrabFeast.com, if you want to get this episode, it's going to be there. But if you want to get
to all those people that didn't just listen to it,
thanks for putting it at the end.
Mal Hall, you guys, at Mal Hall across the board, everything, Facebook, Twitter,
and if
Instagram.
You're in San Diego, the Tipsy Crow show on the 27th. Anytime there's a Tipsy Crow show.
You do
show.
It once a month.
Last Friday of every month.
Okay,
at Tipsy
last Friday
Crow.
Of every month.
And all that information's on my website, so you can check it out there. And that's basically it. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you, man.
As always, I'm Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter, jlarsoncomedy.com.
I'm Ryan Sickler on Twitter, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.